this wonderful evening comes to the close, one last kirtan is granted to us. I thought we were singing in the beginning a very simple glorification of Radha and Krishna, Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, because we have guests who are coming all the way from London and America and so on. Please let us practice for one moment. Jaya Radhe. Yes, it's good if anyone, by the way, says that. And let not just hear only the, in the corner of the enthusiastic, but just let be the sound vibration, it should be all over the lake of flowers. So, Jaya Radhe. Jaya Thank you.
of dust that covers our eyes. We just can't see what is in front of us. When in the winter a fog arises from the ground, it's difficult to see our path. In much the same way as darkness, dust and fog can cover our vision, the material energy called Maya, the illusory energy, covers our vision so that we can't see ourselves very clearly. We can only see a false reflection, as Guruji Prabhu told. When this curtain of illusion is in front of us, we also can't see the spiritual reality. But it is said, just like the sun can dispel the darkness, the holy name can dispel the darkness of Maya. Just like a strong wind can blow away the dust that keeps us from seeing the Self in Krishna, the holy name can also dispel the coverings of Maya. And like strong sun rays that are intensely coming down can dissolve the fog, the holy name, when it rises in our heart, can dispel the bewildering fog of illusions. So I request you to sing with a little bit more intensity, perhaps a little bit more presence also, and with what we heard, adala, affectionate respect, and an awareness of our spiritual necessity and goal, the prayojana boat. So please join me. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. built by the Lord. Beautiful structures like this one are built by kings and their laborers. But there is one particular temple. There is a temple of the heart, the Hridaya Mandire, where the soul and the God naturally reside. So while it is very, very nice, we can celebrate the joy, the music, sometimes even the exuberance and childlike joyfulness of Kirtan, it is important that we don't neglect to visit this temple in the heart. So please bring your attention to that area and call out from there with some genuine emotion, some genuine devotion, and you will see wonders. Please sing now.
Yeah.
beautiful and perhaps even mystical atmosphere of Vrindavan. See these ancient buildings, the lake of flowers we can't see, but later we will see. Our Bhurijan has said something very wise. He spoke of a fragrance, a scent, a trace, perhaps a whisper in the air or a whisper in the heart, some little taste of the untastable, the spiritual reality that can only be perceived with different senses than we have now, the transcendental, more than human dimension. And I think this evening in the various kirtans we heard, something was shining through, something was dripping through, something was permeating and coming. So let us appreciate this by singing deeply, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Jai means victory. It means conquest over the darkness, the ignorance, the material consciousness. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. That's what we sing. May there be victory of Radha, Krishna, Vrindavan, of the Lord, of the light over the darkness. That's what we sing. Please, let us all join our hands before our hearts and sing.
Yeah.
start becoming a little bit temperamental, because I feel this is not right. I feel the attention goes to where it should not go. It is much better to just do what we did all together in the end, you know, to enter the temple in the heart where the self is, the soul is, and it rests a lot. But I did feel that after so much kirtan, it was getting cold also. So let's put a little sparks into this kirtan. But this is not what kirtan is, very private inside. No? Not private, it's with all of us, but we have to always see that we can go to this rare place, that sacred space inside. Good, I would love to give the microphone just to Radhika Ranjan, who is together with Gaurav, but he had the idea to invite us from the Holy Name Retreat so graciously. Do you agree that this is a beautiful surrounding for kirtan? Even the lights are there, and that in India, and more, that in Vrindavan. That's a miracle of sorts. So, yes, maybe you want to.
So, on behalf of our retreat pilgrimage and on behalf of the VIHE, we want to thank you all so much for coming this evening. We want to thank Maharaj for reminding us about Hridaya Mandir, the temple within the heart. And on behalf of VIHE, we want to offer you all some prasadam, something to receive the Lord's mercy in different other ways. And so we will, I believe, go to another place, wherever. I don't know where Gaurav Goswami is right now. He's here. Which way, which direction do we go? Right at the end of the buildings, and we'll have some prasadam being served there. We want to request that your unlimited blessings are upon the yatra that has come. Many of us are green behind the ears, mostly myself, about what it means to come to Vrindavan, and you're all wonderful Vaishnavas, so if you find it in your heart to ask Giriraj that you kindly allow us to come year upon year to take his shelter, that would be very, very wonderful. And we want to thank His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. We want to thank Borijan Prabhu. We want to thank Mother Jagatarini, His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. I believe Niranjan Maharaj, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj was with us, isn't it? Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj came for a short period of time. We want to thank him very, very much as well. And to all the senior Vaishnavas, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, thank you, thank you, thank you for gracing us this evening. We hope we served you in some small way to take the opportunity to chant the holy names in such auspicious atmospheres. Wishing you a wonderful good night, and Hare Krishna.